Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's an overwhelming chance you've seen the face of our next guest, Mr. Jordan Reed, ESPN NFL draft and college football analyst. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Jordan_Reed, R-E-I-D. How you doing, man? You've been busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, it's the best time of year. It's like the lead up to Christmas for me. It's always good to join you guys.
Well, Jordan, we just had somebody, they thought you played for the Commanders, the Redskins.
Jeff didn't realize.
I get that. I mean, once or twice a week.
I said, Jeff, what you say, man, tight end? I said, nope.
Jeffrey. Well, dude, let's get down to it. Let's start at the top because I feel like it's almost like forgotten how good Caleb Williams is. For you, is he clearly the number one prospect? It's all but written that he's going to Chicago, but just remind everybody about his game because he's almost weirdly forgotten.
Yeah, he's special, guys. I mean, I think he's a transcendent type of talent, and I think what's so special about him is just not his ability to play inside a structure, but also the differentiator between him and anybody else in this class is his ability to create outside of structure as well. Somebody that had a 31-4 touchdown interception ratio over his career, and inside the pocket, his completion percentage actually went up from 70% to 73% a season ago. And yes, it wasn't as smoothly as what we saw during his 2022 campaign when he won the Heisman, but last year you saw in spots of why he is considered to be such a great quarterback and the top quarterback in this class.
So we know it's Caleb at number one to Chicago. Number two is where things get interesting. And certainly in Washington, things are very interesting. We've done this on the podcast before. I think you've actually done it with us. There's what should happen and what will happen. Can you give me your version of should and will for Washington at number two, if you were in charge, and then what you expect them to do?
Yeah, so I'll just start what I think will happen. I think they'll select Jaden Daniels at number two overall. And I just look at what they have done this offseason. They want to lay a foundation. And I just look at the players that they have bought in, whether it's Bobby Wagner or Dante Fowler, these veterans that have familiarity with Dan Quinn. I feel like they want to establish a certain foundation and hit the ground running early on during their campaign. So that's why I think they would take Jaden Daniels, just because if we're talking about, if we had a game tomorrow, the player that they probably feel the most comfortable about, that they could get the most productivity out of right away, would be Jaden Daniels. But what I would do if I was in Adam Peters' situation, I would take Drake May. Drake May is my second-ranked quarterback in this draft class. And JP, I've been telling you this since the combine. I think as far as the ceiling, long-term, I believe Drake May is going to be the better player.
Ask you this question, though. Like, you watch guys excel in their career in college and they get better. And some guys do take longer than others. But how are we so sure that he will reach his ceiling?
That's always the tricky part when we're talking about quarterback evaluations and why it's so unpredictable. We don't know where these guys are going to land. We don't know how these teams are going to build up the infrastructure around them. And that's why you see everybody somewhat hedging their bet with Minnesota and saying that whoever lands in Minnesota is going to be one of the better quarterbacks out of this entire draft class, just because they have a better situation to drop a quarterback in right now. So it's very unpredictable, but what it comes down to is development, obviously. But you can help those quarterbacks out so much by developing that infrastructure around them, just because it gives them a better chance to succeed.
How I don't know if you watched any of Jaden Daniels' interview with Ocho Cinco and Shannon last night, but Ocho like gushed about the Commanders' skill weapons, McLaurin and Dotson specifically. How good of a situation, and knowing you're going to have Kingsbury, right? How good of a situation do you think Washington can be for a young quarterback?
I think it's good. If we're just ranking them as far as the quarterback needy teams right now, I think they're third behind Minnesota and Chicago, just because you have Terry McLaurin, you have Jahan Dotson, you have somewhat good running backs, and Eckler, he'll be better this year, and then Brian Robinson, who I'm a big fan of. So you have a visible foundation of pieces around you that are already, excuse me, in place. Cliff, when he has strictly been an offensive coordinator, what he does, a lot of things make sense as far as what he's going to do schematically. And there's a lot of times where there's some people that are just better coordinators than head coaches. I believe Cliff is one of those guys that is a really good play caller. So whoever it is, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May, they're going to step into a situation with an experienced play caller that does run schematically things that make sense. So I think Washington overall has the third best situation of the teams that need a quarterback right now. And it's not a situation of where they're going to be stepping into somewhere like New England, who I think has by far the worst situation of any of the quarterback teams right now.
Yeah, that New England situation is kind of dire.
That's not good up there.
Do you think Drake then goes three? Who do the Pats take?
Yeah, I think Drake will go three. Just knowing Elliott Wolf, his dad, and how adamant he was about drafting quarterbacks when he was the GM of the Packers, I just have a hard time seeing them passing on a quarterback at number three, just because what happens if they do end up trading out? You're hoping and wishing that you get back into this spot again next year. And I just don't think they want to be in that type of situation. We don't know how strong or weak the quarterback class is next year. So go ahead and get the quarterback, sit him or whatever you want to do, and just build up your infrastructure after that, just because nothing matters in your rebuild until you get that quarterback spot solidified.
How much of this is going to depend upon the coaching staff and the amount of leash they would have? I think I'm looking at Dan Quinn being hired here with this new ownership group. They're going to be willing to work with them a little more. Some of these other teams where they've had some level of success and they may bring somebody in, they're going to say, look, we need to see something now. And that can hurt a young quarterback too, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's always a major, a major talking point when you're talking about how long or how much job security does the head coach and the regime have. And we know Dan Quinn, he's a new coach, so he's going to have some job security this season. But I think a thought that is really wrong that a lot of people are thinking about this is that they're factoring in Cliff a lot with this. And what I mean by that is if Cliff goes out and he has success with this quarterback, he's probably going to be gone in a year or two. So you can't really base your decision all around Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator. What really matters is Dan Quinn, what he wants, what Adam Peters wants, and what they have had success with in the past. So the offensive scheme matters. Yes, it does. But long term, if Cliff has success in the short term, he's going to be gone within 2 to 3 years. So get somebody that really fits what you want long term and don't focus so much on the schematics that you're going to run short term.
I think that's part of the reason that you have Brian Johnson on this staff as well.
Yep.
And even a guy like David Blau, who Peters has talked about, you know what I mean? Like, should they get the pick right? And let's say it's Jaden or Drake, right? Like, people look at Jaden and they know what Cliff did with Kyler, so maybe it's easier to draw that parallel. But whoever they pick, if it's Drake, if it's McCarthy, if it's Michael Penix, if it goes well, Cliff's going to get another job. And I think that's why they've put together such a staff of Brian Johnson, Tavita Pritchard's still there, Blau. Like, they've got a lot of – they've tried to reinforce the quarterback position. And whoever – like, the play calling, to your earlier point, Jordan, is that's impossible to replicate, but the offensive system doesn't necessarily have to change just by the loss of one of these dudes, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I agree. And I think you're spot on as far as why they've put so many guys that have experience with developing quarterbacks, just because with offensive coordinators, before you even know it, you have to be able to train that next guy up, just because you guys know what happens a lot of times in the NFL is once these offensive guys have success, especially with a defensive-minded head coach, you have to go ahead and train that heir apparent. That's why they kept Tavita on staff. They have Brian Johnson, who had experience with Jalen Hurts and plenty of other staffs with quarterback development. So I think they put a strong staff in place.
Jordan, I know how busy you are. Thank you for making time for us, man. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, guys, and good luck this week.
All right, man.
Thanks, dude.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.